poll, swing state Democrats face alienating voters if they support amnesty deal. By John Binder on July 15, 2021. Swing state Senate Democrats face alienating their constituents if they vote for a Democrat budget. Via filibuster-proof reconciliation. That includes amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, a poll provided to Breitbart News shows. This week, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, reportedly voiced support for giving amnesty to illegal aliens through a Democrat budget that would only be approved via reconciliation. A maneuver that would only have to be supported by a simple majority of senators. Should other swing state Senate Democrats follow Manchin in their support for the backdoor amnesty deal? New polling shows they stand to lose significant swaths of likely voters in their states. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR/SOGB Analytics poll, provided to Breitbart News, looks at six swing state Senate Democrats. Arizona's Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, New Hampshire's Jeanne Shaheen, Georgia's Raphael Warnock, and Nevada's Catherine Cortez Masto. Warnock, Kelly, and Cortez Masto would be up for re-election in 2022, while Sinema and Manchin do not face re-election until 2024. Shaheen's re-election is in 2026. In each of the senators' cases, when likely voters in their states were asked if they would be less or more likely to vote for them if they support amnesty through reconciliation, either a plurality or majority said they would be less likely to back them. As Breitbart News reported, nearly 55% of West Virginia likely voters said they would be less likely to vote for Manchin if he does indeed support amnesty via reconciliation. Similar results for the other senators are detailed in the poll. Sinema in Arizona. 55% of voters less likely to support her. 22% of voters more likely to support her. Kelly in Arizona. 49% of voters less likely to support him. 27% of voters more likely to support him. Warnock in Georgia. 50% of voters less likely to support him. 29% of voters more likely to support him. Shaheen in New Hampshire. 50% of voters less likely to support her. 21% of voters more likely to support her. Cortez Masto in Nevada. 47% of voters less likely to support her. 28% of voters more likely to support her. Likewise, majorities from 52 to 57% in Arizona, Georgia, New Hampshire, Nevada, and West Virginia say amnesty for illegal aliens will encourage more illegal immigration to the U.S. In March, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, reported that the Democrats' Dream and Promise Act amnesty plan would cost Americans more than $35 billion over the course of 10 years. A report by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, last month found that amnesty for illegal aliens would worsen the nation's ongoing unemployment crisis, where nearly 16 million Americans remain jobless, many of whom reside in these swing states. Allowing all illegal immigrants who came at younger ages or have TPS status to stay and giving them all legal status so they compete with legal immigrants and the native-born throughout the labor market will likely make it increasingly difficult to draw more Americans back into the labor market, CIS researchers noted. The poll surveyed 600 likely voters in each state from July 9 to July 12. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.